Next item on the agenda is number 13, addition to the agenda, potential approval of new oyster container. Thank you. Sorry, I didn't read it one way or the other. Mr. Travelstead, if I can, while we're getting ready, Jim, it does not appear at this hour that the individuals that we were anticipate coming to discuss a matter of public comments upon which the Virginia Department of Health has interest in are coming. And to the VDH, I send my apologies because I appreciate the assistance they would have provided in anticipation of some of the comments that may be made. But I don't know how long this is going to take, but I don't want to keep Dr. Krunenberg and Mr. Skiles here any longer than necessary. This shouldn't take probably along 15 minutes, maybe. I just want to let you know that we appreciate from a commission's perspective you being here and the discussion that you had pertaining to some regulatory amendments we have to make pertaining to shellfish, but I apologize that what I anticipated occurring with my crystal ball, which is broken, didn't occur. But anyway, thank you again for being here, for sure, on behalf of the commission.
This is
Dr. Wesson.
We had a change in the code that went into effect this past July that was put in by Delegate Pollard to give us options of changing our Virginia oyster measure. A lot of states have their own oyster measure that's very different. I mean, it's quite confusing. North Carolina is different than Virginia. Maryland is different. Virginia bushel is different from a U.S. bushel. But everything that's landed in Virginia is supposed to go into a Virginia bushel at the point of landing. We're harvesting that amount, and we, in our replenishment program, we buy in that amount. We buy in the Virginia tub. In the code, it's described, and I gave you a copy of that in the blue sheet. This is a picture of it. It's a cone with a flat bottom. There's a name for it, and I forgot what it is. There's a name of that structure. I forgot what it is, but it has 18 and a half inches high. Diameter top, 70 and a half to bottom.
Inside of the chine.
And then the chine is the diagonal.
Yep.
And as it turns out, it's got to be metal. It's very hard for machine shops to make these things. They're very expensive. They're complicated for a little shop to do. So we've been better enforcing that regulation. So there had been concern from the waterman to try to come up with a substitute. Now, what the wardman had in mind when they went to Delegate Pollard was to be able to substitute the orange basket that they call for crab basket for a Virginia tub. The problem is they didn't do their homework very well, and the 2,800 to 3,000 limits that Pollard put in there, the orange basket is less than that. So we can't consider an orange basket as an equivalent. And that we just went out and did some checks on it. You only get 215 oysters versus 215 in Virginia tub. Tub is a very large measure, so you have to round over an orange basket to make them come out to a tub. So, but there are other possible alternatives that actually could work in the industry's favor to actually make something that they can afford to buy and have on their boat for taking oysters out. And the first one that we have tried and seemed to work well was this, and that's just to change the conical structure to a straight cylinder, keep the same top diameter, which is 18 and a half, make 18 and a half the whole way down, and make it 11 inches tall. And it falls very close to the 3,000 cubic inch. Our Virginia tub is 3,002. And this one is 2,957. And if you even vary that by a quarter of an inch either way, you put it over the 3,000. So that's about as close as we can get. So and we took them out and we checked them versus the Virginia tub, and they look identical out in the field, basically. That's the last slide. So what we were trying to figure out is a way that we could actually get the code says it must be approved by the commission. And it says a make and model be approved by the commission. And industry, some of the industry people have been had a very hard time finding a machine shop that would even attempt to make this for me on a spec job because he doesn't know if this thing is going to get approved. But I finally got a machine shop to do one, and he finished it last week. And you know, I got a bunch of people that would like to buy one if they would be approved so that they are no longer unlawful when they're taking their orchards out.
Questions of Dr. Wesson? I think before we go there, I think what is being contemplated or one of the possibilities would be an emergency regulation that allows it to be purchased as of today, anticipating a public hearing in January. And to that issue, before we get into discussion, I'd like counsel to comment on that.
Yeah, Commissioner and I were discussing whether an emergency regulation, or this could be made an emergency regulation, and really, I guess the question I have, rather than drawing the immediate conclusion, would be, is this necessary for the immediate preservation or protection of the seafood industry? And under what, and if so, what's the emergency? Because we're going to have that in the record. There's two components to this. One would basically be, if we make it an emergency regulation and it gets challenged, we're probably going to lose that unless we can support that in the record, which is why I'm asking the question. Or even worse, let's not play fast and loose with our strictures in the code and make it one when it's really not. So, I mean, do you Dr. Wesson, I'm sure you appreciate it.
I understand that, yep.
So if you could answer that for me, that would help me determine whether we could.
Well, this industry is certainly not going to collapse based on not having this code. We've been working, I mean, having this tub, we've been using without it for right along. But there is a good proportion of the industry that's not using a tub at all.
Okay, well, with that, I would say that this would not be the subject of an emergency regulation under the current posture. That's my legal advice. That's my legal read of the statute of an adoption of emergency regulation based on the situation that we're in. Can we stop folks from buying them and using them? No. I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking out of turn there.
Anyway, you know, sometimes we want to do what's expeditious and convenient, but at the same time,
I mean, we do have the difficulty already that we're off schedule on our meeting, so the 30-day is not going to work for an emergency today. It does mean that it pretty much kills this season for them to have a tub, because by the time we ask for public hearing and then have it, to actually get them on the street for people.
I'm going to help out. I still don't think that steps across the line. I want to do and want to be as helpful as I possibly can, but so many times I sat on the other side of the dais and I saw emergency regulations adopted that caused me some concern, not to critique, but I think I'm just blaming on my upbringing. I think that regulation is pretty strict in its interpretation, and
we checked with the Attorney General yesterday. We were hoping that we could just have the commission adopt this as an alternative model, just as a commission action.
I'd like to be able to adopt it as the commissioner, but unfortunately the code didn't say that I could do that, or I would, because I do support it, and I'm not going to poll the commission for, but I mean, to me it sounds very logical, reasonable, and something that I'm going to support. I can tell you that unless something comes up later on down the road. I just don't think that we, at the present time, much to my chagrin, can adopt it as an emergency regulation. But I'll leave it up to the commission to decide what you want to do. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Fox, did you have your hand up?
Yeah, I just want to point out, I believe this is accurate, Dr. Wesson, but this would be an addition to the existing Virginia tub, not a replacement for.
Not a replacement for. It's an acceptable alternative.
And your estimate of the cost of these is about $200, and the cost of the existing Virginia tub is $800, roughly.
If you can get somebody to make one.
Counselor, we just had a eureka moment.
Epiphany. This is not a replacement. This is an addition.
It's an alternative, yes.
And it's not more restrictive.
No.
I think that the commission could vote on the approval, and as a matter of dotting I's and crossing T's, maybe do it as a regulation later, but the commission, I believe, could approve
I think you brought up the point that hit it right on the head, and that's an alternative, not a replacement. Matters before the commission. Mr. Fox?
In that case, I would move that we accept the new tub as an addition to the Virginia tub measurement. Whatever the right.
Second to the motion?
Yeah.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion? I'm sorry, Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, do we need to, in regulation, follow up with the public hearing at the next meeting to codify that in regulation?
I think that in spite of what, in conjunction with what the council said, just to make sure that anyone has any concern that thinks that this isn't the right thing to do, just as a series of checks and balances, we ought to go ahead and have the public hearing and give that sector, if there is an opposition, the opportunity to be heard on the matter.
May I make that part of my motion?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's part of my motion.
So we'll have a public hearing on the matter in January. Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Schick. Was that correct? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Good work. Anything else to come before the commission? They're seeing none. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all of you happy holidays and thank you. I don't think I stepped out too far by doing this on behalf of the governor of the Commonwealth, thanking you for your service to the Commonwealth on the good work that you do. Thank you very much. And to the staff as well. Meeting adjourned.